Rio Pacino for PodTech.net here inside PodTech's offices in Palo Alto, California. And I'm here with Kevin Edwards, my colleague. Welcome to the podcast, Kevin.
Thank you, Rio.
Now, Kevin, we're here talking about the Worldwide Developers Conference. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background here at PodTech and your background in general.
So currently I'm here at PodTech, and I work with the producers for content management and publishing and distribution. Work a lot with Apple for their iTunes, getting our feeds out onto iTunes. My background, though, is I've worked with Apple. I ran one of the largest service centers and retailers that was Apple authorized. I also worked at CNET and did some editorial there covering Apple product reviews and so forth.
And speaking of that, that's why we have you on this podcast, because you have experience from the Apple side, and you also are a quote-unquote Mac enthusiast, correct?
Actually, yes. That's exactly what I would call myself now.
Mac enthusiast, okay.
Fanboy.
I'll call you a Mac enthusiast as well as a fanboy throughout this podcast, so you'll have no problem in me calling you that.
Thank you.
And Kevin, we're here talking WWDC, the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, and the big focus this year is obviously Leopard, the Leopard operating system. Go ahead and talk about that.
Sure. You know, this year, more than ever, I think Steve Jobs is going to want to try bringing this back home and making this for developers. This is why they're there. He has just this huge presence. It's an amazing thing to go see. The audience is always just going wild. But this year, he's probably going to bring it back home, talk about the Mac operating system. This is my speculation here.
Okay.
So I don't have any real insight, but this is what I'm guessing. And Leopard, of course, the new operating system is what everybody's going to be really excited about after this.
Okay. And you're making that prediction. That's pretty bold.
Yes.
Well, actually, everybody is speculating that Leopard is going to be the big deal here, obviously.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some rumors out there and some speculation. People are talking about this. You know, the sites to go to, I think, for a lot of these rumors and speculation would be Mac Rumors, Apple Insider, Think Secret, Mac News Daily. And, of course, you know, things are popping up on Dig and Slashdot all the time.
All the rumor sites, right? All the hot rumors, you got to go to those sites, right?
There's a lot out there.
You want to know about Leopard, WWDC, you got to go to those sites.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that, so bringing him back home, talking about Leopard, he will do that. But a lot of this, you know, keep in mind, the press is going to be covering this as well. So he has to address this from a PR angle. So he's probably going to be doing some status updates. He does this typically. He lets us know how many songs have been downloaded from iTunes, how many iPods have been sold. There's been some controversy lately about the Apple TV. Has it been successful?
Right.
So I have a feeling he's probably going to address that. Recently at D5, he mentioned that it was a bit of a hobby for Apple, and I think he's going to probably come out and perhaps justify that hobby at this point in time.
Well, you mentioned Apple TV, and let's also talk about the MacBook Pro. I mean, those updates were announced earlier this week. Was that Jobs' way of actually getting that out there so that the focus can be on Leopard, like you mentioned earlier?
Absolutely. I think that was definitely intentional to release it in enough time so that those can be out there and it's not something that he's presenting. It gives him way more time than to talk about things that are more important for the WWDC.
Now, with Leopard, let's hope that he doesn't delay this again. Obviously, this product was delayed until October, right?
Yes. He just can't delay it.
You're going to be a pissed off guy if that happens, right?
Yeah, I admit, you know, I'm the fanboy, and I am really looking forward to Leopard.
Now, let's go ahead and talk about, this is a developers conference, so let's go ahead and talk about some of the new development tools that may be announced or talked about at this conference. Let's talk gaming. Rumors have it. I'm a big gaming guy, as you know. Let's talk about development tools and gaming and if that's going to be talked about at WWDC.
I sure hope so. One thing is Intel recently released some developer tools that are highly optimized for their chips. So I would imagine there would be some discussion around that. But again, going into rumor and speculation.
What was that rumor and speculation term again?
We have some reason to believe, and I can't really say why, but we have some reason to believe that there could be some gaming development at WWDC this year.
Which would be somewhat surprising because Apple isn't known for gaming.
True. Apple, a lot of people would like Apple to be into gaming. A lot of people perhaps have not bought Apple products because of lack of gaming. But things could change this year.
something that everybody's buzzing about and has been buzzing about for so long, the Apple iPhone.
What was that?
The Apple iPhone. I'm not sure if you heard of it, but it's probably one of the hottest tech products, most anticipated tech products coming out at the end of this month, if I'm not mistaken.
29th.
No, the 29th. You got the date down and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to be camping out on the 28th.
You're going to be camping out for this product, huh?
Yes, I will definitely spend the night on the street in front of a store camping out at least one night.
So you're going to be camping out for this thing. What do you expect Jobs to talk about when it comes to this particular product?
Well, MacRumors just published what they believe to be the official list of specs. And on there is everything that he had mentioned earlier. So there's no increase in storage. It's still 4 gigabytes or 8 gigabytes. There is a SIM tray, which is really nice for people who want to use different phones along with the iPhone and just swap the SIM card. I think if there's anything that I'm looking forward to that could be announced that we're still speculating on is development tools for the iPhone, this would be a great place to announce that.
New applications, iLife, iWork.
Yeah, so we've come to expect iLife and iWork to be updated once a year. We were expecting at Macworld in January to get iLife and iWork 07, and instead the iPhone was discussed quite in length, which is great. But now we would like to see an update to those. And so it'd be interesting to see if they do come up with some really great compelling additions to iLife and iWork. .Mac is something that we really would like to see some upgrades on. And there have been some hints from Steve Jobs in that regard. And so there are a lot of things. There's some rumor and speculation that
there goes that term again, rumors and speculation.
Google Apps, that there's been some work, as we've seen, with Google and Apple. And so there could be some collaboration there that gets worked into .Mac.
Microsoft Office 2008.
Yeah, competing then again with Google Apps would be Microsoft Office. And so it's been a running theme for Roz Ho from Microsoft to take the stage and talk about Microsoft and their commitment to the Mac platform. Well, we just found out she's been replaced, according to Apple Insider, by Craig Eisler. And so it'd be interesting to see if he takes the stage and introduces himself. We are expecting Office 2008 to be released second half of this year, but there may be something that they can demo at this conference.
Do you think all of these apps will be updated?
I would have all of these on my checklist.
On your checklist.
These would be all on my checklist of things that I expect to come out of WWDC.
Oh, I'm hopeful that that happens for you, being that you're just a huge, huge Mac fan, iPhone and all that stuff. So now let's go to backtrack and talk about Leopard and ZFS. For those listeners who aren't familiar with ZFS, go ahead and tell them what that is.
So ZFS, Zettabyte File System, it's replacing the HFS Plus file system, we hope, again, speculation and rumor. But there have been a lot of hints, specifically coming from Sun Microsystems and so forth, that ZFS will be the new file system for OS X Leopard. And that would be a great thing. This allows for a lot of a lot more storage capacity, reliability. There's potential speed improvements depending upon use. It's really the next level in terms of file storage systems.
I can't help but backtrack to the iPhone. talk about some of the rumors specs posted on sites such as MacRumors.
There have been a lot of rumors in terms of the specs that came and went. I think we're back down to where we first started. The specs that I see posted on MacRumors comes back to what we thought, 4 gigabytes or 8 gigabytes, not anything more than that. There have been a lot of rumors about availability, and I've heard everything from 3 million units on hand on the 29th, which I totally do not believe. But Business Week has an article that actually states that there will be 3 million units on hand. No, I will be there on the 28th waiting in line and go from there.
All right, Kevin, before we end this podcast, I'm going to ask you this final question. What is your prediction in regards to what exactly is going to be announced at the Worldwide Developers Conference?
Oh, the old one more thing. You know, I've actually conditioned myself for both the WWDC and Macworld, any keynote by Steve Jobs, actually, to set expectations lower. I go through the rumor sites. I look at, you know, all the products that could be announced and everything. And I personally, you know, try to lower my own expectations, because the problem here is that everybody can predict, everybody can speculate, everybody can come up with ideas for what Apple could do. Right. And when you take a look at what Apple actually does, they actually move fairly slowly. They actually take their time, do things right. The iPhone could have come out years ago, but they took this long to do it so that they could do it right. So I kind of lower my expectations a little bit, and I like to be surprised. I think if there was anything I would like to see come out, it's a really good quality video camera with that's hard drive based that fits into Apple's system of production.
Kevin, you're avoiding my question. Tell me what you predict will happen at WWDC, simply put.
Oh, wow. You're going to be hard on me, aren't you?
I'm going to be terribly hard on you.
Okay, so if I were to pull something out and just say, okay, Apple's going to do something that's going to be surprising, what is that? What's that one thing? I don't think it will be a product. I don't think that there will be actually something new, unexpected that you could buy. I think if anything that's going to come out that will be like, wow, that's really cool, that was exciting and unexpected, it would be some serious effort into gaming.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
There you go. You heard it here first. Podtech.net. Kevin Edwards, Mac enthusiast, saying Apple is going to focus its efforts on gaming. Kevin Edwards, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the prediction, and thanks a lot for the podcast.
Thank you.
And make sure to log on to www.podtech.net for up-to-the-minute updates on the Steve Jobs keynotes from the Worldwide Developers Conference.